142 refers to the property code, and that is the creation of a trust under that section for the benefit of a person without a guardian. 1301 is from the estates code, and that usually involves guardianship on one level or another, but is primarily in the probate courts, whether it involves a guardianship or not. If the court is looking at the 142, you're most likely to be in district court, and it is for a person without a guardian, and it can be a minor. If you're under 1301, you can be under a guardianship, or you can just need a court-created trust if you're a disabled person but not in need of a guardian. Frequently, somebody will have a guardianship over their person but have a 1301 trust, which is considered a less restrictive alternative to guardianship than a guardianship over the estate. So depending on where the case starts, and you may not be consulted until after it starts, in which case, really my title of which do you choose is a misnomer, because you're not choosing. It's already been chosen for you by the attorney who's bringing you the case to draft the trust. When do you generally use a 142 trust? That's generally going to be used for an incapacitated person without a guardian where a lawsuit is already pending. That's a requirement, a pending lawsuit. Now, there's a distinction that not everybody is aware of, but it's interesting when you compare the two definitions of what an incapacitated person is under the property code from that of the estates code.